The space race began in 1950s during the Cold War between the US and the Soviet Union. So it was as much about politics as science, says former cosmonaut and deputy director of the Memorial Museum of Cosmonauts, Alexander Lavaikin.
There was a big competition between us and America. Who would launch the first space satellite? It turned out we were the first ones.
The first man-made satellite, Sputnik, a 58-centimeter metal ball with four antennas that circled the globe and transmitted a simple signal, was a bitter pill for the American public. Less than 5 months later, in January 1958, the U.S. launched its first satellite, Explorer 1, which discovered the Van Allen radiation belt. But the Soviets pulled ahead again in April 1961, when the first cosmonaut, Yuri Gagarin, took a single swing around the planet. He returned to a hero's welcome. 1 month later, the first American astronaut, Alan Shepard, reached suborbital altitude and parachuted back to Earth. Growing public and political pressure prompted then-President John Kennedy to set America's sights higher, to land on the moon, says National Air and Space Museum curator Kathleen Lewis.
On the United States side, I think there's a bit of hubris that we can do anything better.
Before the decade was over, on July 20, 1969, American Neil Armstrong became the first human being to walk on the moon. In the years that followed, the space race slowed and moved toward cooperation when in 1975, Washington and Moscow conducted the first manned rendezvous in space. The task of building the International Space Station, the demise of communism, and NASA's decision to retire its fleet of space shuttles ended the rivalry, says space curator at London's Science Museum, Doug Millard.
So perhaps it was inevitable that things would not be repeated like that in the future, and indeed that's what it's turned out to be.
The current earthbound rivalry between the US and Russia do not seem to affect their cooperation in space, says National Air and Space Museum's Kathleen Lewis.
You don't want to be arguing politics when you're up in a tin can 200 and some miles above Earth. You got nowhere to go, so you've got to focus on things that you can agree on and avoid the things that you might have disagreements on.
At the moment, the two space agencies do not have plans for greater cooperation, but their competitive space race is definitely a thing of the past. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.